Jack, Steve, and Tracy.
Everybody get up.
All right, this is Sunny 101.5. It's 5:35. Morning, everyone. The Jack, Steve, and Tracy Show.
Good morning.
Did you see light snow out there this morning?
I sure did.
You know what? I don't care. Doesn't even bother me.
No, it doesn't. I don't care.
No.
It's going to be a light snow rain mix all afternoon. Little accumulation, if any. 42 will be the high. It's 30 degrees right now. It's all right.
It's all good.
It's all good.
Mm-hmm. It's got to come to an end at some point.
Sure. Hey, August will be here. Don't worry about it.
Sunny 101.5 with Tell Me Something Good.
Tell me something good. Tell me something good.
How's that water taste? Pretty good?
Great, Jack.
What's your favorite ounce?
If you win the game, I could dump it on your head, too. Doesn't it kind of remind you of the big Gatorade containers?
My gosh. Okay.
All right.
I would pay good money to see you run around here and just pour that on him. And then yell, good game.
That'd be awesome. There we go.
Good game.
Oh, I saw this over the weekend. A kind bus driver in Utah has been styling the hair of an 11-year-old student whose mom died 2 years ago. A Tracy Dean, she has been driving a bus for Alpine School District for about 10 years. And she recently started braiding the hair of a young student on her morning route, Isabella. She said she could just tell that Isabella was struggling with her hair. And so she said, hey, how about I fix you up? They usually do two French braids. Mm-hmm. Now, what's so special about this story is Isabella's mom died 2 years ago from a rare brain disease. And her dad, who works some pretty grueling hours near his home, he says he would try to do his daughter's hair. And they would get mad at him. He'd be pulling the hair. It wouldn't look good. Dad.
Right.
And so, you know, Tracy, the bus driver, just stepped up and said, this is not a problem. I've had 4 girls. We'll do this every morning.
I can do this behind my back.
Yeah. Exactly. We'll do this every morning. And dads and even the teachers say that this little girl, Isabella's confidence is way up now because she feels proud of herself walking into school. Mm-hmm. And what a difference. You know, just the little things. It's here as a dad who's trying to go it alone. And I can't even imagine. But to be able to, you know, just that little thing that helps his daughter feel better and is one thing off of his plate. Going the extra mile. School bus driver. Pretty cool.
Very good.
Tell me something good. Tell me something good.
Sunny 101.5. All the latest Hollywood drama, hookups, deals, and scandal. Radio Paparazzi on Sunny 101.5.
6:51. Here's Tracy.
Thanks, Jack. Well, Notre Dame star Arike Ogunbowale, who hit the 2 buzzer beaters in the national championship game to help the Irish, was on Ellen on Thursday. Take a little listen. This is cute.
You went back to school, and, like, are you just, like, the queen of the campus?
I mean, janitors asked to take pictures of me, random students, like, I'm walking down the hallway, which I usually just walk down. Nobody looks down, but everybody's smiling at me. I'm like, hey, like, what's up? So it's been crazy.
Yeah, you're famous now.
A little bit.
How fun.
On Ellen. How about that?
Yeah, Bryant, Kobe Bryant was also there and surprised her. He stopped into Ellen, and, of course, they shot some hoops.
Sure.
Not a bad way to end the season, huh?
No.
Just little celebrity.
Exactly.
Love it. Well, meanwhile, after that NCAA championship win, Muffet McGraw was honored at Four Winds Field. She threw out the first pitch at the South Bend Cubs home opener on Saturday. Andrew Berlin, the owner, said...
It's a pretty good pitch from what I heard.
Was it?
Yeah.
I didn't see it. Andrew Berlin said, this team, Notre Dame women's basketball team, and this coach are riveting. All season long, they've shown what it means to never give up, and they certainly showed us the same, that same perseverance, that same spirit and skill in the game on Sunday.
Yeah.
So we want to honor them this Saturday evening with the most important symbol in baseball, the first pitch of the entire season.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, they had fireworks at the end to honor the coach and the team's victory as well. Very cool. Well, on Sunday night's episode of American Idol, Judge Lionel Richie joined host Ryan Seacrest for this important for an impromptu performance of his song Hello.
Yeah.
I'm trying to actually get
Lionel
there,
Richie and Ryan Seacrest.
Yes, this is I want you to hear this.
All right. Oh boy, I didn't see this one coming.
I mean, that's a I didn't either.
Okay.
Sorry, hold on here 1 second.
So, Ryan Seacrest.
Okay. Ready?
Okay.
I sometimes see
that's Lionel there.
Yeah, right. That's Lionel.
Outside my door. Hit it, Ryan. Hello.
Oh!
Is it me you're looking for? I can see it in your eyes.
People went crazy. Everybody was like, who knew that Ryan Seacrest could swing? Sing.
I don't know. If
or swing.
Oh, he can swing.
Oh my gosh.
No, who knew? I mean,
hello.
Can you imagine sitting there and there he is going, take it, Ryan. You're going, what is going? He's not going to suck. And then he nails
man.
It.
Well, Katie and Lionel both said Brandon. Song choice was brave. It sure is. You know, imagine singing the song of somebody who is one of the judges.
In front of that would be tough.
Would be tough.
Yeah, it would.
Wow. Well, this weekend at the box office, John Krasinski's A Quiet Place debuted in the number one spot, bringing in $50 million. Meanwhile, Ready Player One dropped to second place, earning $25 million. Blockers finished in third with $21.4 million. And Black Panther added another $8.4 million to its earnings.
Another $8
Kidding me?
$8 million.
A pocket change.
For the number four
at
spot.
At this point, they're just going, let's just throw it. Let's. Yeah. It's like fishing. Let's throw it out there and see what we can bring in.
Man.
Another $8 million.
Man. And I can only imagine rounded out the top five.
All right.
All righty. Jackie Chan is celebrating a birthday today.
I'm going to say 61.
I know he's old. 70.
64.
64.
Okay. I knew he was in it.
Okay.
Russell Crowe.
Not a fan. Not a fan of his work.
And he speaks so highly of you.
No, I never got, like, Gladiator? I don't know what
you
it is.
You just don't get it.
Give me Braveheart any day. Yeah, I'm just not a fan. I don't
55.
61.
54.
54.
And Robin Wright.
I can take her or leave her work.
I'm sure she's relieved.
I'm sure she cares, yeah. You're going to say 40 what?
40.
Just 40 on the nose? I'm going to go 46.
52.
Wow.
Oh, man, I didn't like that.
Need life advice? We know who to ask.
I don't care about hurting your feelings because I don't know what feelings are.
It's Tough Love with Siri on Sunny 101.5.
All right, Siri. Why am I so crabby when I'm hungry?
These people are enraging idiots. You aren't allowed to blame your poor behavior on being hungry. That is an easily fixable problem for most people. Just feed yourself, dummy. Unless you are missing arms, or you legitimately can't afford food, you are a huge jerk for blaming your garbage behavior on being hungry. Stop being an idiot, and maybe you could bring some snacks along with you daily. It's not our fault you are too dumb to feed yourself.
Jeez. Oh, yeah? I'm still hungry.
Want some tough love from Siri? Just send an email to siri@sunny1015.com. More tough love from Siri tomorrow morning at 7:15 on Sunny 101.5. Jack, Steve, and Tracy.
In the mornings, it gets me going.
Sunny 101.5.
Sunny 101.5 with Jack, Steve, and Tracy's Life Hacks.
All right, here we are.
This one hurts me.
It hurts you.
Uh-oh. Yeah,
it's bad.
We're an uplifting
show. We went to the neighbors yesterday, and I brought, their kids love my popcorn.
Well,
so I brought
you.
Two giant tins. Tough. I got the regular one, which I call the Ellie blend, and then I have the ghost pepper popcorn.
Oh, man, those are good.
And the kids wanted the ghost pepper popcorn, so I made a little bit of both.
Were they crying afterwards?
And brought, it's hot. And I said, well, I'll leave this here for you. Really? So we brought popcorn over here. And then it made me thinking, what other things can you use popcorn for? And I literally looked this up under the 29 most useless life hacks, and there was my life hack for popcorn.
Really?
Yep, it makes a great emergency packing for fragile items. So if you're shipping something, now it hurts me, but then here's the thing. If I got something, like say you ordered something from Amazon or a company and here it comes, man, that was a vase or something like that. And then you open it up and there's popcorn in there with that, I'd go score. I'd probably eat it still.
So you're replacing the packing peanuts with popcorn.
Yeah, and it hurts me to say that, but it makes sense.
Okay.
Wow, that's a good one. Well, you know, I've been doing a lot of painting, and I'll be painting today, and I found a life hack so that it doesn't smell, so you don't have that painting smell in your house.
Yeah.
You just add a tablespoon of vanilla to your gallon of paint, and then your home smells like...
Just another reason why I love vanilla is my favorite.
And it just smells like you've been baking.
I'll be doggone.
Instead of fumey, it never even would have thought of that one.
Huh. Yeah. Well, you know, mine has to do with the money, and everybody says, you know, money, having money doesn't necessarily bring you happiness, and we know.
Right.
But if you are experiencing physical or emotional pain, simply touching money has been proven to reduce physical and emotional money. Well, think about it. Have you ever met a depressed banker? They're always happy. So there you go. Simply touching money has been proven scientifically.
Don't you have to have it to touch it?
Yeah,
like, if you don't have it.
Come on. Right. Can I borrow $10?
Yeah.
Jack, Steve, and Tracy's Life Hacks, making life just a bit easier. 7:53, Sunny 101.5, and time for Go Figure. Here's Steve.
Well, I ruined something that I love in life hacks, my popcorn life hack. Now, Jack, I'm going to ruin something that you love for Go Figure.
What's that?
I'm just, maybe not ruin, but reiterate that you're probably not as good as you lead everyone on, which is the game of golf.
Yeah, I do lead people on pretty well.
I mean, everywhere we go. Hey, man, you playing? Yeah, I don't know if I have enough time. You know, I've got a tournament here, and people just want me on their scrambles.
Yeah, they
and
do.
For comic relief, not for your shot.
Exactly. But
the movie Tin Cup, probably one of the greatest golf movies. Everyone can say
quite
that.
Quite possibly.
You do not want to emulate Kevin Costner's stubbornness on that film's most famous hole, you know, where he just kept knocking it, not giving up. You can take your hazard and your stroke penalty and just move on and do a drop, or you can continue to play it where it lies.
Yes.
Defending Masters champion Sergio Garcia did just that after putting not one, not two, nope, not even three or four, but five consecutive chip shots right into a water hazard. Five consecutive, saying, I'm not, nope, I'm not taking it. Just, I'm going to do it again. Boop.
Heck,
and I'm going to do it again. Five consecutive. That's normally a par five hole, which is the 15th hole.
Right.
He actually carded a historically terrible 13. What's the worst you've gotten? What's the highest you've gotten?
You know what?
Over 13?
I feel good.
Look at you.
I can do that. I think I've had a...
can you imagine? Five consecutive shots. You've had a 13 before. You probably had a 15.
I think what we do is get to where it's like if it's double.
If it's double whatever par is, you just say,
just
give me a 10 and I'll be on it. Now, ironically, that is the same hole where Garcia hit the flagstick and made an eagle right. on the hole during his triumphant final round last year. So it got the hole got the best of him this round.
Well, that's
he finished the first round tied. He tied someone in the first round, yet it was a amateur, Matt Parzali. He's a full-time firefighter that actually got in.
Wow.
But they both are probably not going to make the cut on Friday. But stubbornness, and I'll tell you, Tracy, you've really seen Jack at his best golf game since you started on the show.
He triumphantly hasn't really threatened to quit.
No, he doesn't threaten to quit. It was point where
I've
he would quit.
I've shifted over to bowling now.
Yeah. I mean, hey, Jack, how'd your Wednesday league go? This is Thursday. I quit. Jack, what are you doing today? It's Friday. What are you doing on the weekend? I'm probably playing golf.
By the way, congratulations, Patrick Reed, who won the Masters Sunday in Augusta, Georgia. And there you go. Yeah, you just made me feel better about my game.
Go figure. True stories about real people being really stupid. It's time now for Bogus or Bargain, the fun radio game where your ability to recognize a real bargain could make you a winner. Here's how it works. We'll read three classified newspaper ads. Two will be bogus and one a real bargain from the South Bend Tribune's classified section. Just tell us which ad is the real bargain and win. Bogus or Bargain, only on Sunny 101.5.
Okay, and if you pick the bargain, then we'll be giving you a pair of tickets to The Clairvoyance. That's at 4 Winds Silver Creek Event Center in New Buffalo. The show is May the 11th. That's a Friday night. World champions of mentalism. Did you, you said you've seen them on TV?
They were on America's Got Talent.
Well, they were on America's Got Talent.
Yeah,
okay.
They went deep into the, I don't think they won, but I think they were in the finals.
Yes, I'm looking here. It's a 2016's America's Got Talent's finalist.
Yeah, they were a finalist. I don't believe they won, though.
Very good. So they must be pretty good. Tickets are on sale for that event, by the way, at Ticketmaster.com. Okay. We start off with Mother Nature's best organic fertilizer, well-composted horse manure, looks like black earth. Free. Next, expanding contracting hose, 3/4 tubular latex inner diameter hose, like new, $15. And last, porch swing, swingmate, all wood refinished, solid chains included, $35. 236-1015. Tell us the bargain. Here we go. Sunny 101.5. Who's this?
Jenny.
Jenny, which one do you think is what do you think is the bargain?
Is it the swing?
Porch swing, swingmate. All wood refinished, solid chains included, $35. That's bogus. Aww. I'm sorry. All right. Thank you. All right. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
All right. Okay, we eliminated the porch swing, so it's either the hose or the fertilizer.
The hose.
Expanding contracting hose, 3/4 tubular latex inner diameter hose, like new, $15. That's bogus as well. I'm sorry. There we are. Yeah, that's... it was Mother Nature's best organic fertilizer, and it's free, and that is in the classifieds today. So the good news to all this is that we'll double up on that prize tomorrow, okay? So we'll give you two chances to win the Clairvoyance tickets at the Four Winds Casino in New Buffalo.
This is the Jack, Steve, and Tracy Show on Sunny 101.5.
Make sure you join us for the Tuesday edition of the Jack, Steve, and Tracy Show as we pass along another pair of tickets to the Clairvoyance at Four Winds Casino, New Buffalo.
Hold on. Something's coming. I see. Hold on. A wheel and some meat products.
Wow, how clairvoyant of you.
Yes. It's a wheel of meat.
Join us tomorrow.
Jack, Steve, and Tracy. Weekday mornings from 5:30 till 9. You can listen live worldwide at sunny101.5.com.
Thanks for listening.